Welcome to the inaugural episode of Systematic Online Solopreneurs, also known as the SOS Podcast, your guide to navigating the exciting, often treacherous world of solo online entrepreneurship. I'm your host, Will from willtan.com, and I'm thrilled to have you in this podcast. As an online hustler myself, I know firsthand the exhilaration and challenges that come with building an online business from the ground up. It's a wild ride, filled with exhilarating highs and gut-wrenching lows. But for those with the grit, the determination, and the right tools, resources, and guidance, the rewards can be truly life-changing. Now, you might be wondering, why should you consider becoming an online solopreneur? Well, let me tell you, the benefits are endless. From independence and flexibility to being able to work on something you're truly passionate about, the advantages are substantial. I'll share practical tips and insights that will help you succeed as a solopreneur in the digital world. My main objective of this podcast is to give you a clear roadmap to achieving online success. In this first episode, we'll be laying the foundation for your solopreneur success. We'll delve into the key ingredients of a thriving online business, accentuate the importance of having the essential tools and resources, and explore the mindset shifts that will propel you forward. So, whether you're just starting to dream about your online venture or are already knee-deep in the trenches, strap in and get ready for a jam-packed episode. Let's dive in. Did you know that the number of solopreneurs has been steadily increasing over the past decade? According to recent studies, there are now over 41 million solopreneurs in the United States alone. That's a massive community of individuals who have taken control of their careers and lives. Being a solopreneur offers you unparalleled independence. You get to be your own boss, set your own schedule, and work from anywhere in the world. Plus, it allows you to turn your passion into a profitable business. Sounds amazing, right? Overview. So, what will we cover in today's video? We'll start by discussing the right mindset for success, because let's face it, mindset is everything. Then we'll move on to essential tools and resources that every solopreneur needs. After that, we'll delve into strategies for growth and finally, wrap up with some personal experiences and tips from my own journey. Ready? Let's get started. Mindset for success. Embrace the solopreneur mindset. First things first, embracing the solopreneur mindset. This is crucial because your mindset will determine how far you can go. One of the most important aspects is self-discipline. When you're running your own show, there's no one else to hold you accountable but yourself. You need to master time management skills to ensure you're making the most out of every day. Another key element is resilience. Challenges and setbacks are inevitable. The ability to bounce back and adapt to changing circumstances will set you apart from those who give up too soon. Goal setting. Next up is setting clear, achievable goals. Without goals, you're like a ship without a compass, you drift aimlessly. I highly recommend using SMART goals, which stands for specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. For example, instead of saying, I want to grow my blog, say, I want to increase my blog traffic by 20% within the next 3 months. This makes your goal clear and trackable. Continuous learning. In the fast-paced world of online business, continuous learning is non-negotiable. You need to stay updated with industry trends to stay ahead of the competition. There are plenty of resources available for ongoing education. Online courses on platforms like Coursera or Udemy can provide in-depth knowledge on various topics. Blogs and podcasts are also great for staying updated with the latest trends, such as learning and using many of the powerful AI tools, and insights in your industry, essential tools and resources. Now let's talk about essential tools and resources you'll need as an online solopreneur. First off, having a professional website is non-negotiable. Your website is your digital storefront. It represents your brand and credibility. When it comes to hosting services, I recommend reliable options like SiteGround or DigitalOcean. They offer excellent uptime and customer support. For website builders, WordPress is a fantastic choice because of its flexibility and extensive plugin library. Marketing tools. Marketing is another crucial aspect of your solopreneur journey. Key marketing tools like email marketing platforms, think MailChimp or ConvertKit, to build your lists and nurture your audience. In fact, this email autoresponder thing is one of my biggest failures in my online journey. I'll share more on this in another episode. Social media schedulers like Buffer or Hootsuite can save you tons of time by automating your posts. And don't forget about analytics tools like Google Analytics. They provide invaluable insights into your audience's behavior and preferences. I know putting all these data analytics in place isn't the most exciting task when you're building a visually stunning website and start selling and hearing all the catching, but it is crucial to have them integrated so that you can effectively measure the progress and fine-tune your online strategies moving forward. Productivity tools. Staying productive can be challenging when you're juggling multiple tasks on your own. Project management tools like Trello or Asana can help you keep track of tasks and deadlines efficiently. Time tracking apps like Toggle can also be incredibly useful for monitoring how you're spending your time. Personally, I've quite a handful of productivity tools and apps, including the one mentioned earlier like Trello. I've bought Mix for my brainstorming, 7 Todos for my task management, and many other, mostly AI-powered, tools. To enhance the productivity and efficiency of my work processes. Building an online presence. Let's move on to strategies for growth. Building an online presence is crucial for attracting and retaining an audience. Leveraging social media platforms effectively can help you reach a wider audience quickly. Content marketing and SEO are also essential components of building an online presence. Creating valuable content that resonates with your target audience can drive organic traffic to your site. Networking and collaboration. Another strategy for growth is networking and collaboration. Joining online communities and forums relevant to your niche can provide valuable insights and opportunities for collaboration. Platforms like LinkedIn or niche-specific forums are great places to start. Collaborating with other solopreneurs or influencers can also help you reach new audiences and build credibility in your industry. Monetization strategies. Finally, let's talk about monetization strategies. There are various ways to monetize your online presence, from affiliate marketing and sponsored content to selling digital products like ebooks or courses. There are many monetization methods too. You can make money online via pay-per-click such as Google AdSense, or you might opt for affiliate marketing, earning commissions by recommending other people's products or services. Or you can be selling your own products or services via dropshipping or drop servicing models. You can also start an online community earning from recurring subscription models. We will cover all of these in future episodes. Creating multiple income streams can provide financial stability and help scale your business faster. Personal experiences and tips. Lessons learned. Now it's time for some personal anecdotes about challenges I faced and lessons I've learned along my journey as a solopreneur. One major challenge I faced was maintaining work-life balance. Initially, I found myself working around the clock because I was so passionate about my project. But I soon realized that burnout was inevitable if I didn't set boundaries. That's why I coined the term entreployee. Half entrepreneur and half employee. Or rather, I should say, both an entrepreneur and a highly versatile employee at the same time. Again, I will definitely cater an episode or two on this entrepreneur mindset in future podcasts. Another lesson learned was the importance of adaptability. When I first started out, I had a very rigid business plan that didn't account for unexpected changes in the market or my personal life. Learning to be flexible allowed me to pivot when necessary without losing momentum. These days, it is important to adopt the Agile methodology. Success stories. Let's highlight some success stories of other solopreneurs who have made it big. Take Pat Flynn from Smart Passive Income as an example. He started his journey after being laid off from his job as an architect. Today, he runs multiple successful online businesses generating passive income streams while helping others achieve their entrepreneurial dreams. Drawing parallels between their strategies, like focusing on providing value first, and the ones we've discussed today, can offer additional insights into what works well in this space. Final tips. Before we wrap up today's episode, here are some final words of encouragement. Remember that persistence is key. Success doesn't happen overnight, but through consistent effort over time. Keep experimenting until you find what works best for you. Every business is unique, so don't be afraid to try new things. Stay connected with fellow solopreneurs. Having a supportive community makes all the difference during tough times. Alright, folks. That wraps our first episode on achieving success as a one-person webpreneur. Let's quickly recap what we covered today. We started by discussing the importance of adopting the right mindset, self-discipline, resilience, followed by setting SMART goals for continuous learning. Then move on to essential tools, resources, need professional website, reliable hosting services, key marketing productivity tools. We discussed growth strategies, including building strong online presence, leveraging social media content marketing, SEO, networking, collaborations, monetization methods, creating multiple income streams. Finally, I shared personal experiences, tips and lessons, learned, highlighted inspiring success stories, offered actionable advice, staying persistent, experimenting, connecting fellow entrepreneurs. Hope found valuable insights in this episode. If you enjoyed the content and want more tips and tricks on becoming a successful solopreneur, make sure you subscribe to our podcast and channel, hit notification bell, so never miss updates. Also, do visit wiltan.com for additional exclusive content and resources for webpreneurs. So there you have it, folks. Remember, it's not about having all the answers. It's about taking the first step and learning as you go. It's about now, not how. I'm excited to be on this journey with you. Join me next time as we dive deeper into the world of online solopreneurship. Until then, stay focused, stay motivated, and never stop believing in yourself. See you in the next episode.